Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. He is Andy Shea. Andy.
Hey, Jimmy.
It's week zero.
Just around the corner from the light of day, sir. Just around the corner from the light of day. That's for all of the Springsteen fans out there that know I reference it. That's one for you.
You know what, Andy? I think we've reached a point that you do not need to clarify.
That's true.
When you do your Springsteen comments, because the ones who get it, get it.
They get it.
The ones who don't, never will.
Fair point.
So, anyway, it is week zero. We are getting there, Andy. Our long national nightmare is over. We have football again, and it's very exciting. I thought, Andy, as our week before the week of Penn State starting, we could do something we've done before, which is our Andy gives his top most important players slash coaches for the season. We had a lot of fun with this last year, and Andy, a crazy fact, I bumped into your list from a year ago.
Oh, before, cool.
We get to this year's list, I'm going to give last year's list your dirty dozen. You did 12 of them last year. Let's go through the names from a year ago. Andy's most important list. You had Deni Dennis Sutton, number one, Nick Singleton, Abdul Carter, KJ Winston, interesting end of his season early.
Yeah.
Julian Fleming, Marcus Hagans, Cam Miller, Nick Dawkins, Drew Aller, number nine, Tom Allen, number 10, number 11, dudes who kick, right, and number 12, Keandre Lambert Smith.
I don't know. You tell me. It was, what do you think?
Some hits, some misses.
I mean, both defensive ends, right, were two of the top three, right? They ended up being a pretty dynamic duo. They were, I thought the combination of the two, I thought would be really important for Penn State in Tom Allen's defense. I thought, yeah, that turned out it was.
And again, remember, we were talking and are talking most important, meaning, is there maybe a variable? We're not just saying this is the best player.
Correct.
And I think especially a year ago, Abdul Carter moving positions, he not only was so talented, but he was also a variable. And I do think, and this is easy to do, and I think we're going to see this with the names this year. Also, you did not have Tyler Warren on your list.
No, he was a lock as a great player.
But I don't think we saw him, by not putting him on this list, I think he turned into a variable because he was that All-American. He was something different and special. You know, the Wildcat quarterback, all of those things. All right, Andy, that was a year ago. That's history. Let's talk this year. And you said you've got your list of 12, correct?
Yeah, you asked me for a dozen a year ago, right? And you said, how about a dozen again? So I have.
So let's do it. Let's start dozen. With number 12 on your list. Let's do it. Let's get going.
A newcomer, since you gave me last year's list, you know who I have 12? I have James. And 12 most important players slash coaches. I didn't have James on the list last year, but I have James on the list this year for a reason. And the reason is, I think it is, to my four eyes, it has become clear that James and this coaching staff have hit a different stride and are coaching at a, it wasn't like they were coaching like crap before. They've gone to a different place or another level. There's something about the way they are moving in this team and putting it together. The processes aren't drastically different. They're not practicing drastically different. It's just, it's all coming together. I think the last, you know, third, 40% of last year and through the college football playoffs, and including the Notre Dame game, which I, in my opinion, the Notre Dame game was the best game James Franklin ever coached as a head coach at Penn State. That's just my opinion. I think he is a factor because he has hit.
I'm showing you, Andy, that he's on my list also.
He's hit another level, right? Like, I think this staff and him have found something at another level. And I think you expect it to pick up where you left off last year, which was at a very high spot.
Andy, he's on my list this year also. The reason being, this is a different year. The expectations this year are so different. The variable with James Franklin is, I hope he doesn't get inside his own head and think he needs to do something special, something different when he's in those quote-unquote big games. Will he break his normal processes, outthink himself? That's my concern. All right, you have James Franklin number 12. Who's at number 11?
Whoever plays cornerback, whoever the other main cornerback is, not named A.J. Harris. Right now, from the defensive depth charts and everything, it looks like Elliott Washington, right? Like, that guy could be in there. Whoever plays corner, not named A.J. Harris. And the reason I say that is A.J. Harris is like an NFL corner, right? Like, he's an NFL prospect. He's a dog. He's really good. And he had a really good year last year. And he does so many things dynamically and well. The other quarterback just has to carry his own water at his level and what is asked of him by Terry Smith and Jim Knowles. He just has to carry his water up the hill properly, and he'll be fine. Because it's not like they're going to go away from AJ and pick on another corner. I don't think you're going to be able to do that with Penn State. He just has to be able to hold his own and carry his water. I think that's important for the defensive backfield. The safety position's so strong and so deep, I don't even have a safety on my list, Jimmy. I don't. Because the safety position is a lock strength all the way across the board. I don't even begin to think about that. So this is the only spot in the backfield.
I actually had A.J. Harris on my list, Andy, and I said I wasn't going to give my list till the end, and I will, but I just, it's interesting to hear your thinking versus mine. Very similar. I put down A.J. Harris because I do think the other cornerbacks will be okay. There's also a Davian Collins who I think gets underrated and forgotten, but I think A.J. Harris, you need that one, that stud cornerback, that one guy you really trust one-on-one. And I believe he's the guy and can and will be that guy. But I think that makes him, that puts him on my list.
So you believe he's the guy. I know he's the guy. So there's a difference. I'm a lock believer.
You're taking him for granted that he's that guy.
He's that guy.
So you probably have more confidence than I do. I just want to make sure he plays that out. All right. Yep. That's number 11 is the other cornerback, probably Elliott Washington, you mentioned. Who's number 10?
Welcome back, Marcus Higgins, to the list. you are the wide receiver coach of Penn State. Probably based on performance, there was a case to be made for him to be fired at the end of the season, but I think James made the right call in keeping him for all the right reasons. You got to have some continuity and you got to work through some of it. Talent development, wide receiver position, abjectly the worst position on Penn State's roster, top to bottom in terms of talent development and talent production. Now he's got three corners. He's had experienced wide receivers who had done a little bit, couldn't develop them. Now he's got three. He's got a combination of three experienced, somewhat developed receivers. Can he make it work? I think it's important that the wide receivers contribute this year in some way, shape, or form. I have no idea what that's going to look like because it's been so abjectly and obviously poor. I'm not saying he's coaching for his job, but gosh, you know, when does it come together? When does it come together, Jimmy, right? When does it go to the next level, which is very low bar set? When does it take a step forward?
A year ago, you had as a position dudes who kick the ball. I have on mine this year dudes who catch the ball. You know, I want to see at least one of those wide receivers step up. But here's where I probably look at it a little different. I don't have Marcus Hagans on my list for this year. It's not, it's a set of young, promising receivers that the wide receiver coach needs to develop. You're bringing in three veteran receivers from the transfer portal who I think have already gone through that individual development. I almost feel like it's more the offensive coordinator's responsibility to program them to open, you know, to find a way to get them open, get them the ball. I think the fundamentals that you would want from the wide receiver coach, hopefully those guys come in with it already under their belt. All right, Andy, time for one more in quarter number one.
Yep.
How about your number nine guy?
He was my number one last year. Deny Dennis Sutton, DDS. He is a monster. I think the other defensive end you'll see is positioned higher, whoever, you know, I have a player identified there. He is in the spotlight now. He's the name that they're going to highlight at the beginning of the broadcast, right? Like, who's one of the stars of this team? He's a star of this team. I think that's important, right? He was not a star, even though he was a stud. He wasn't a star last year. Time for him to play a star in a star role. He's ready for it. I'm not worried about it. I just think he's important.
Andy, I agree. I've got him on my list also because I do think there's a big difference between being that really good player opposite Abdul Carter and being the guy.
Right. He's the guy now.
I actually have him higher on my list, and it's very close to the AJ Harris commentary. You're now no longer a guy. You're now the guy.
Correct.
And that's why I think Deny Dennis Sutton belongs on the list and perhaps even belongs higher on the list. All right, Andy, that's it for quarter number one. As soon as we get back, we are going to pick up with your number eight player on the list. Stay tuned.
Happy Valley United is the NIL collective that serves all 31 sports and over 850 student-athletes at Penn State. These opportunities allow student-athletes to engage with charitable causes and participate in business engagements to build their brands while making a positive impact. The collective connects fans, alumni, businesses, and charities with student-athletes harnessing the power of Nittany Nation. Go to happyvalleyunited.com to connect with your favorite Nittany Lion team.
Whether a department outing, entertaining your clients, or reconnecting with your family and friends, let Revel XP take the hassle out of tailgating. Simply show up and immerse yourself in the tailgating experience. Full service includes bellhops helping upon arrival and tear down when you're ready to leave. Revel XP elevates your tailgate. Reach out to us directly at 814-933-4100 or go to revelxp.com for more info.
It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number two. He's Andy Shea. I'm Jim Galante. Andy, we are doing our top 12 most important players / coaches for you, Andy. As you reminded me between segments, I said before we started, I would wait till it's over, till your list is done, and I would give my list. And how long did it take me to break that, Andy?
3 minutes and 40 seconds. She gone.
I thought it was phenomenal that it took that long for me to break my commitment, Andy.
I was surprised you made the commitment, to be honest with you, Jimmy.
I should know better. I should know better. Okay. Anyway, Andy, week zero this week, college football. Next week, week one, the Nittany Lions take the field. And if you're still looking for a great place to stay when you head to Happy Valley to watch the Nittany Lions play, I've got the idea for you. It's Go PSURV. This, Andy, this is the place where they have the RV sitting there ready and waiting for you. You just drive your car there. The RV's all set and ready. They have kitchens in them. The water's hooked up. The electric's hooked up. They've got, you could buy food there. They got a pavilion with a projection TV, fire pits. Come in on Friday, you tailgate all the way through Sunday. And maybe the best part of it, Andy, you don't have to drive to the stadium. They have a shuttle. They'll take you right there, drop you off door to door. Fantastic way to enjoy the game. For more information, go to gopsurv.com. Or you could call Mark directly there, 800-519-8467. A lot of fun, reasonably priced for the weekend. Great way to do it. All right, Andy, you were doing your top 12 players for this season. We'll go through your whole list. And then at the end, when you're all done, I'll give my list. So I won't be interjecting here at all.
Wrong. It's the 12 most important players and coaches. That's the key is, what is the definition of most important? And everyone's definition is different. This is mine.
I'd say it's like, you know, who's that variable? Obviously, talent is part of it. Yeah. But, and just real quick, counting down from 12, you had James Franklin. You had the other cornerback, whoever's opposite A.J. Harris, Marcus Hagans, wide receiver coach. And then Denai Dennis Sutton was number 9. Let's hit number 8, Andy.
Cooper Cousins, your starting right guard. So the reason he's on the list, if I think about it, they've got 3 starting experienced tackles, right? They have a leader at center, right? Like a captain, a leader, an experienced center. Vega Ioane, experienced, been around the block guard. Cooper showed up last year in spots. He was outstanding, by the way. He's the greenhorn, right? He's the new Jack. He's ridiculously talented, Jimmy. He's very important that he understands he doesn't have to be the guy. He just has to let his talent bloom and shine. What do I think of Cooper Cousins? I swear to gosh, Jimmy, I think he's a potential first-round NFL draft pick as a guard. I really do. I think he's that good. Can he bloom? It's important because he's got all the help around him. Just be you, dude. Just go out and be you. You have all the runway that a lot of players don't get who are as diverse and talented as he is. I'm very excited for it. I think he's important because I think he's part of what takes Penn State's offensive line to an uber elite level because he's that good. He's not the reason. He's one of them, but he could be that turnkey guy. That's why I put Cooper 8.
That's a good pick, Andy, and I think it really gets the definition of what we're trying to do in this show, which is, you know, is it the guy who has to be the guy, or is it a guy coming up being one of the guys?
Right.
And that's what he's looking for. It's going to be interesting to see how the offensive line plays out. Now, these guys always get nicked up some, Andy. So the depth, that's important. So we're still trying to find, you know, how are they going to handle Nolan Rucci and Anthony Donka at right tackle? There's conversations of Donka moving inside the guard. But remember, you also have those formations with 6 offensive linemen where my favorite, you put Vega Ioane in motion. You'll need an extra guard. Maybe it's Rucci at right tackle. And then Donka and Cooper Cousins are the 2 guards when you have the 6th offensive lineman, Andy.
I think they're going to use 6 on a rotational. I just think they're going to have 6 starters. That's the way I see it. I think Donka, it looks like he's more of a guard at the NFL level. So let's just say you've got a swing guy, right? Yes. You move them and shake them a little bit, right? Move them and shake them around and use them. And they're not afraid to do that. They've, remember, even in the college football playoff game, you were like, oh, man, they're already making some – Cooper's already in the game, right? Like, it wasn't because somebody was hurt. It's because they need to use their guys.
Yeah,
I think he could see that.
He's gotten some run already. So, I think we're both very confident that he's going to play a major part here. All right, Cooper Cousins, number 8. Who's at number 7?
All right, this is my first – they need this guy to step up. It's Alonzo Ford Jr. Right? Like, transferred in, had good credentials, got to show a little bit, right? Liked a lot of what they saw, and then got, you know, munch by the injury bug, right? I just get the feeling that, you know, that Mr. Barnes likes what he brings to the table. If he can stay healthy, I think he's really, really important. Like, Zane Durant's a monster, right? Like, he's on the freaks list of on some of those freaks list. He's next level. He's already taken the step. He's a rock. He is the rock in the middle. He needs a running mate. He needs a guy. He needs a, you know, he needs his wingman. And Alonzo Ford Jr. needs to be that guy. He's got all the tools and pieces. You've seen it. It just needs to be long term. They need him to stay healthy and play.
You know, it's really funny, Andy, and I am going to keep breaking my rule and plugging my guys here. And it appears like you and I have taken a little different approach here. You know, again, it's like, how do you define most important? You have at cornerback, you have the other guy. At offensive lineman, you have that kind of the last guy in. Here of defensive tackle, you're going the other guy. By the way, when talking about the other guys, I want to mention Xavier Gilliam.
Yes.
Because everybody is mentioning him, okay?
They will rotate, but I think, I think Alonzo's got the most salt and pepper on him.
The guy on my list is Zane Durant. Because just like Denai Dennis Sutton, I feel like Zane Durant's got to be that guy. He's got to be the guy, not just a guy. And there's not quite the same experience and depth on the defensive line as there was maybe a year ago.
No. So
I think it's Denai Dennis Sutton and Zane Durant have to be stars, okay? Because that's what needs to be replaced with Abdul Carter moving on. Do you have some star power there? I have confidence that they're both really good players. Can they reach that star level? All right, Andy, that was not your number 7 pick, Alonzo Ford. Who do you have at number 6?
Back to the offensive line, I have Nolan Rucci, right tackle. He's the most important player because of any player on Penn State's 2024 roster, in my opinion. Nobody went from point A to point Z. Right where he started and where he finished, nobody went further than Nolan Rucci. Nobody made that much progress in that time period. Nobody did it better than Nolan. Went from sort of the third wheel, didn't win the job. You saw why in the first 4 games before he got hurt with Anthony, because Anthony was the best offensive lineman before he got hurt last year. There's no doubt about that. Nolan had to play, and he just went a mile. He became an NFL prospect in like a matter of 8 games, and that's not easy to do. That means he the player, put in that much work and found that much confidence, even as a sort of guy who lost a job and a backup. He still had found something that he was looking for that he couldn't find at Wisconsin as a football player. Because he's always been uber talented. He was a high star recruit for a reason. The reason he's the most important, it's time for him to validate. And I'm not saying he's got problems. I'm saying keep going, right? Like, if he keeps going, Anthony Donka becomes a puzzle piece that the offensive coaching staff gets to play with. So I think he's important, and it's important for him. I expect him to go.
Nolan Rucci, Andy, physically looks like an NFL tackle.
Right tackle, yeah.
And it's just a fascinating story. He was so highly regarded coming out of high school that he goes to Wisconsin, the land of offensive linemen, and it just never clicked there.
Fell off the planet.
He comes back to Penn State. He's from the state of Pennsylvania. A legacy his father played here.
Yep.
And he got physically stronger, and he looked like a star out on the field. All right, Andy, how about your number five on your list?
Anybody with the two letters WR before their name to identify a position? They had to be in the top five. I'm not picking one. I'm not saying any one of the transfers or one of the young redshirt sophomores that's sort of showing themselves. Anybody, somebody with a WR before their name that identifies their position to become relevant and important piece of Penn State's offense, that makes this offense 25% more dangerous instantly. Instantly. That's it. That's all I have, Jimmy.
I'm like you. I wrote down a wide receiver. I'll narrow it down a little bit more. I think at least one, if not more, of those transfer portal wide receivers has to become at least a guy. I'm not saying the guy, but a guy. Someone that they could count on, as you pointed out. I do think from what I've seen of them, Andy, I think there's a good variety of physical talent there. I think they could be. I feel pretty good about them, probably better than you do, but I got them on my list just like you, Andy.
Yeah, they have to be because it's the only black hole on Penn State's roster.
Exactly. All right, Andy, that's it for quarter two. Coming up next, Ask Andy. Stay tuned.
Happy Valley United is the NIL collective that serves all 31 sports and over 850 student-athletes at Penn State. These opportunities allow student-athletes to engage with charitable causes and participate in business engagements to build their brands while making a positive impact. The collective connects fans, alumni, businesses, and charities with student-athletes harnessing the power of Nittany Nation. Go to happyvalleyunited.com to connect with your favorite Nittany Lion team.
Whether a department outing, entertaining your clients, or reconnecting with your family and friends, let Revel XP take the hassle out of tailgating. Simply show up and immerse yourself in the tailgating experience. Full service includes bellhops helping upon arrival and tear down when you're ready to leave. Revel XP elevates your tailgate. Reach out to us directly at 814-933-4100 or go to revelxp.com for more info.
Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, quarter number three. It's Ask Andy time with your questions. You know the routine. Download the app, Keystone Sports. You'll see the Ask Andy button. Andy, you said let's hit fun questions kind of.
Yeah, let's have some fun. We don't need any deep thought questions. We got a list.
All right, then let's start. This fits the bill. Brian from Carthage, Illinois. Andy, Jim, hello. I've been listening to your show for 10 years.
Wow.
And I'm a huge fan. But this is my first time with a question. Thanks, Brian. Really appreciate that.
See, this is fun already.
We always take compliments. You've heard of killer bees, of course. I'm making a new thing. This year, Penn State has the killer Z's. Zakee Wheatley, Zion Tracy, Zane Durant, Zariah Fisher. All projected to start on defense this year. So my question is, can we make this a thing? Killer Z's swarming the football, attacking relentlessly, creating havoc in the backfield, returning interceptions. My goal is to see College Game Day and Big Noon running competing Killer Z segments by week six. What do you think, Andy?
Might be the best sort of question ever, Brian. you found, because Zakiya Wheatley's, he's the dog, right? I am, he's right. Right? Zane Durant, elite, next level dog. I can't wait to see what they do with Zion Tracy, what Jim Knowles does with Zion Tracy in that sort of nickel package, and how he, you know, he can, I'm just really excited to see what he can do with him. And Zariah Fisher was on the list we've been doing today. So I think he is a very important player. I mean, that's four. They're all pretty much starters. I like it.
On you for the rest of the season when we talk about a game, we talk about the team, talk about the defense.
Yep.
One of these players, you got to make reference to killer Z's.
Yeah, I had to go back over all the Z's, and I'm like, dog, yeah, excited for – I can't wait to see – I've talked about it in the offseason already. I can't wait to see what Jim does with Zion. And then I'm like, yeah, Zariah's important. And I think, anyway, let's keep going. Yeah, right. Great one. Great one, Brian. That's a fun question.
Let's
great
get job. To our buddy Steve from Columbia, and you'll understand why, Andy.
Okay.
Andy and Jim, this question may be more for Jim.
Oh.
He talks to people who attend practice and workouts. Don't do that anymore, Andy. Sorry, Andy. I'm sure you won't be shy, though. Does the 2025 team, just to the naked eye at practice and workouts, look different than previous teams under James Franklin? Bigger, stronger, faster, deeper. Andy, you know why I brought
Go ahead.
I didn't set this up. Steve asked it on his own. I did get to attend a practice this week. And, Andy, the easy answer for Steve is yes. You know, it's really hard to compare unless you study the team. I've been at practice every year, and I haven't. But seeing this team practice, Andy, my goodness, they are big. They're physical. They're fast. I'll use an expression. I think you used it earlier today, and our buddy Mike from Happy Valley United likes to use it. You said a player is a dog.
He's a dog.
A lot of these guys are dogs, but they're big, strong, fast, athletic dogs, Andy. So I think the answer to Steve's question is yes, this team is different than prior teams for James Franklin. What do you think?
Yeah, Steve. So I agree with you, Steve, and it's for a little bit of a different reason. Like, I always look for an example, right, and a reason. First of all, I want to say that because of the roster retention done by Penn State and being the sort of all-in off-season team, their preseason practices, and you got to experience this first, and, you know, anything I've seen, they're practicing like they're at bowl, like, you know, that gap between the end of the regular season, the college football playoffs / the bowls. They're practicing at that level right now just because they have that much in all the right spots. They have so many dogs. So they're already preparing and practicing at a different level than most. And the bigger, stronger, faster, yeah, that's kind of sort of across the board. The one that stands out for me in the way is Tony Rojas. If you looked at how he's reshaped himself a little bit, and he has sort of become, to me, the sort of poster child of the bigger, stronger, faster. He was already that, but he has taken himself in his preparation and working at his craft to the next level. Last step, transfer to the field. He's the biggest example that I saw. I saw a couple things on him, and I was like, holy crap, that kid has worked himself, and he looks different. So that's my example, but yes, they are the all-in team, and they have enough salt and pepper that they're practicing at such a different level already.
And you know what, Andy? You bring up Tony Rojas. All I'll say is 4.37.
Yeah.
That was his 40. One bigger, stronger, faster. I'll add one more. Deeper. Deeper. There's a lot of depth. There's a lot of – it's not – it's not veteran depth. It's like
it's
I
not
mentioned
known
earlier.
Depth. Yeah, no, right, not as right. much
it's
known,
not
depth.
Known depth. But some of these young guys, Andy, that they brought in, and they weren't huge, you know, five-star type guys, but they're players. All right, let's go to Kurt in Lehigh Valley. You wanted fun questions? This one's interesting. He says, guys, given that our first game is in the month of August, any chance that this will necessitate bringing out the barrels of pickle juice for the team? Seriously, though, which is harder to play in a very hot play in a hot game or a very cold game? And the reference to pickle juice, it's long.
Old school,
you know, to rehydrate, to use the pickle juice. And there's actually some science to it. But let's get to the question, Andy. Tougher to play in the hot weather or the cold weather?
It's tougher to play in the hot weather because it everything feels exacerbated, right? In the cold weather, you can warm yourself. You get yourself up to football feeling normal speed. It's easy. You can walk out and it'd be 17 degrees. You're like, man, it's cold out there. And you do all your warm-ups and two series into the game, you feel fine. In the hot weather, you can't alleviate that. You can't remove that from your body. You can bring your body up to cold, but the hot just makes it so much harder. It just it exacerbates everything on your body. And the pickle juice part is interesting. With the science, and that was old school science, with the new science, they're preparing for heat for games so far, you know, all off season, the way the nutrition, the plan, the hydration, the, you know, eating of the packs of goo or whatever, you know, electrolyte supplement that they're putting in their body. It's all put in for a reason. And that makes it a little bit easier, but it still doesn't change when it's hot. It just, you pant like a dog. That's the way I can put it best. When it's hot, you pant like a dog. You can play at the same level when it's cooler and you don't pant like a dog.
You know, it's true, Andy. And like us old guys, if you go out and do lawn work and it's 90 degrees.
Pant like a dog.
Only so much you could do. And I think you're right, Andy. The couple things also to recognize is it's like all week preparation for a game if it's really hot. I haven't looked at extended weather, but I haven't seen it. Like projections that it's going to be like 90 degrees or something like that. The other thing is, you know, Penn State playing these early games, they're going to be rotating guys in and out. A good part of that is the competition that they're playing. You know, they'll be able to play second and third teamers. But, and also those big guys, Andy, those big guys having to play in really hot weather is so much tougher than them. In December when it's cold, you saw it when they played SMU last year. These guys are still wearing short sleeves. They're out there. They're still sweating when it's 20 degrees out.
Correct.
Because they're working so hard, Andy.
Yeah, they're not pant like dogs in December. But in August and into mid-September, especially in the Northeast, it's just harder. It's just harder and tougher on your body. Plus, sweat gets in your eyes and crap, and it's just annoying.
All right, let's go to our buddy Tim in Port Matilda. All right, fairly easy question, but still long. Oh, come on, Tim. He says, all these Ohio State fans that are talking about Jim Knowles' system takes years to implement, but he says he's stepping into a top 10 defense with Penn State. So this is the best he stepped into versus what he had at Duke or Oklahoma State. Do you think there'll be a period of time to implement his system, or is he going to hit the ground running with this team?
No, there will be a time to implement it. I think James hinted at it in his press conference like a week or so ago, where he said it's a new defense, so there's some things that are going on the learning curve. 12 quarters, Jimmy. Inferior competition, 12 quarters. That's your install. That's your live install. And that's where you're installing in your depth as well. That's where sort of live action fire, the, you know, all your training comes to show, and Penn State has the blessing of it being a 12 quarter. They have 12 quarters to do it. That is, to me, that's a huge deal.
And also there's going to be a little bit of a learning curve on his side to learn the talent he has, but it's a whole lot easier when you've got a Zane Durant and a Denai Dennis Sutton on the line. When you've got a veteran like Dom DeLuca and yep. Tony Rojas at linebacker, you have the skill set in the back end with a Zaki Wheatley and an A.J. Harris and the depth they have back there.
What I will say is he will spend these 12 quarters finding out where he can attack and what assets he has to find and define his go-to pressure points and how he can employ them. That is what he will spend 12 quarters doing, is finding out where he can attack defenses when the playing field's more level, or offenses when the playing field's more level.
And he really, he knows he's got those three games to do that. All right, yep. That's it for quarter three. When we come back, we get to the top of Andy's most important list. Stay tuned.
Happy Valley United is the NIL collective that serves all 31 sports and over 850 student-athletes at Penn State. These opportunities allow student-athletes to engage with charitable causes and participate in business engagements to build their brands while making a positive impact. The collective connects fans, alumni, businesses, and charities with student-athletes harnessing the power of Nittany Nation. Go to happyvalleyunited.com to connect with your favorite Nittany Lion team.
Whether a department outing, entertaining your clients, or reconnecting with your family and friends, let Revel XP take the hassle out of tailgating. Simply show up and immerse yourself in the tailgating experience. Full service includes bellhops helping upon arrival and tear down when you're ready to leave. Revel XP elevates your tailgate. Reach out to us directly at 814-933-4100 or go to revelxp.com for more info.
We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number four. He's Andy Shea. I'm Jim Galante. We are going through Andy's 12 most important players or coaches for the upcoming season. Let's just hit how far his list so far, counting down from 12 to 5. He's got James Franklin. He's got the other cornerback, whoever's opposite A.J. Harris. He's got wide receiver coach Marcus Hagans, Denai Dennis Sutton, Cooper Cousins, Alonzo Ford, Nolan Rucci, and a wide receiver.
Anybody,
doesn't care which
anybody.
One, but one of them's got to step up. All right, Andy, we're going to your final four. Let's go. Let's start with number four. And if we get through your list, I'll be able to give my list. So go ahead.
So number four is Zariah Fisher, defensive end. Again, I have, as like my list last year, they were 1-3. I had both defensive ends on there. I had DDS as number one, and I think I had Abdul Carter number three. This year I have him at 4-9. And why I think Zariah is important is kind of a feel thing. I like about 99 things about him, right? I just feel if he can stay relevant and healthy. In other words, that's kind of a combination that needs to. If he can stay healthy, I am of the belief that he will be relevant. He just won't be the other guy playing defensive end. If he's healthy, I think he can be relevant. That, if he can have, if you can give Jim Knowles both his defensive ends being impact players, and I do believe, and I am convicted, that if healthy, Zariah can do that. I really do. There's so much I like about him. He just hasn't been able to stay on the field. If Jim can have that at his disposal, that changes the game for him as a defensive coordinator and how he wants to do this offense. That unlocks all the other stuff that he can do. So he's very important at that level. I don't say he has to be it because Penn State doesn't have another defensive end with experience, blah, 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 blah. And he has to carry the blah, blah, blah. No, it's because I think he can become an impact player if he has the ability to stay on the field. To me, he's my dark horse. He's the dark horse.
You've been consistent here, Andy, with the other guy and how that's where the variables are, with the second guy at positions. All right, who's at number three?
It's Nick Singleton, the running back. Again, I don't have Catron on the list. I kind of feel weird about that, but I'm like, his important. Why do I have Nick on the list? Nick missed a few games last year, right? Like, he was out for a little bit. And while Catron carried the load more than adequately, there's this sort of next level, this sort of like, can he crack it? Does he get a hole? Can he break it? Because he's gone, right? Like, there's this impact that Nick brings when he's healthy and fully available for Penn State that makes the two of them even that much better, right? I feel convicted that both of them alone, if one of them goes down, the other one can carry the load just fine. I don't see that as problematic. But I have Nick on the list that if he's not sort of nicked up or fighting something, then everyone gets a little nicked up. But if he's all that he is, there's something about him and what he does for an offense that just puts you kind of on the edge of your seat and looking at number 10 if the ball gets near him or he's handed the ball. So that's why he goes on my list, and that's why he's third.
Andy, you know, I did the cheat that you established a year ago, the cheat in this list. And here's how you did the cheat.
Oh.
Guys who kicked the ball, or dudes who kicked the ball.
Right.
Wide receivers as a group, okay? You found that cheat on this, okay? And I admire and respect you for doing that, because it established a way to do that. So on my list, I have Singleton / Allen, all right? I put them together. With that said, though, Andy, I think the point you make about Singleton being a home run hitter is the differentiation.
It's and he needs to be healthy. And when he wasn't there, the offense and Catron had to carry the load, Catron did just fine. Absolutely spectacular. And the offense didn't suffer for it, right? Like, they didn't suffer when Nick was out. But it's just different when he's in, right? And whole and healthy. It's just different.
Right. There were games, especially you often talk about how well they played at the end of the year, and Catron, the healthy Catron Allen, he breaks multiple tackles.
Right.
He was, you know, in those playoff games where it's like he's just knocking off 10, 12, 15 yards. The difference is Nick Singleton could knock off a 60 yards.
So Catron is best at turning a 3 or 4 yard run into a 12 or 13 yard run. He's elite, next level at it. Nick can turn a 2 yard run into a 62 yard run in the time it takes you to blink your eyes and open them. That's it. That's the difference.
He hits home runs.
Yeah, he puts you on the edge of your seat.
Okay, that's number three, Nick Singleton. Who you got at number two?
Linebacker Tony Rojas. High expectations for him. He's important. So I have the utmost football respect for Dom DeLuca and the player that he has worked at his craft to become, right? It is astonishing for me that he has become this player. It is a full credit to him. Tony has more God-given gifts and talent, right? He is that next level player that has to figure out how to become that next level player, not just a flash player, not a flash guy. He needs to become 50 snap player guy. That is, if you go snap one through snap 50, for example, it's not up and down. It's very steady. At that steadiness, he becomes that much more dangerous because he's got such a strong sidecar and such a strong partner. He becomes that much more dangerous at that consistency. He's reshaped bigger, stronger, faster. All the elements there, worked at his craft. They're all in place. Can he become that elite linebacker? That changes a little bit for Penn State's defense. If you already know exactly what you're going to get with Dom, is there another level to Tony Rojas that snap 1 through 50 says, that guy's a dog?
And Andy, I think there's no doubt about the physical tools this guy has.
No doubt.
And you talked about him being bigger, stronger, faster. I'm going to add two more things. He's more experienced now.
Correct.
And he's healthier now.
Correct.
He was nicked up. I think part of him being so much bigger, stronger, faster right now is because he's healthier than he was a year ago, which means he could put in the work to be all of those things. I think with the extra experience and being healthy, he's primed for the big year. All right, who's number one?
It's a quarterback. You know, it's the captain obvious. It's Drew Aller, right? I had him down further on the list last year because I thought, you know, I liked the offensive line a year ago. I knew Tyler Warren was a stud. I knew both backs were going to be better than their sophomore year. They didn't fall off a cliff, but they didn't take as many step forwards. I'm like, these guys will move. That he had all the help around him. And so now his little sort of like first year as a starter, he didn't perform in the big games. Well, we now know that's a problem, right? That's a problem. And it's, you know, for Penn State to have as many things go its way that you would say, that's what needs to happen to win the college football playoff semifinal, to have them go that way. Yeah. So he needs to be better in big games. He's still a fantastic quarterback.
Yep.
Big Andy, stage.
Andy, I think you're exactly right. And this team, you know, if you make a statement, this team will go as far as Drew Aller could take them. I think that's a true statement because of how much talent there is around him.
Correct.
I want to give my list now, Andy, because I have Drew Aller number one also. I think he's the difference in those big games.
If he goes to the next level, this offense literally becomes almost unstoppable.
It is the case. All right, here's my list, Andy, and I'm not sure about the order I have them in. I could have moved, shuffled up and down, but here's what I got. Part of this was as I thought of them. I have Jim Knowles second.
Yeah, I didn't have Jim Knowles on my list.
And
I'm not worried about Jim one bit.
I'm not worried, but I think that's the variable on right. The defense. It's the only variable. Next up, third, I have a wide receiver among the transfer portal guys. At least one of them has to step up. I think now you're going to see on my list, Andy, I need the stars to be stars. I've got Zane Durant.
Not on my list.
Deny Dennis Sutton. Then I snuck in James Franklin for the reason we talked about earlier. I don't want him to get in his own head that he's got to do things different. Next, I got Khalil Dinkins. They're talking so much about the guy, Andy. Sounds like he can be a game changer. They're gonna count on him. Next up is my cheat. I have Singleton / Allen. Then I have AJ Harris, Zakee Wheatley, and Tony Rojas. The theme of my list, Andy, is there's a lot of stars on this team that I want them to play like stars, okay? Be game changers. Make a difference in the game. That was kind of the theme of my list, Andy.
Yeah, the interesting thing about the list was you put a tight end and I didn't, right?
They're there and they're going to be good, Andy.
They're just going to do what you need them to do, and I'm not I don't have any concerns at all. The stars, I'm not really concerned about. I'm thinking of next level stars when I listed some of the guys. So it's a different approach. I take a little bit different. My definition of most important is a little bit different than yours.
That's why we said, Andy, going in, it depends on your definition of most important. All right, that's it, Andy. Great show. Great job. Make sure you all join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
Happy Valley United is the NIL collective that serves all 31 sports and over 850 student-athletes at Penn State. These opportunities allow student-athletes to engage with charitable causes and participate in business engagements to build their brands while making a positive impact. The collective connects fans, alumni, businesses, and charities with student-athletes harnessing the power of Nittany Nation. Go to happyvalleyunited.com to connect with your favorite Nittany Lion team.
Whether a department outing, entertaining your clients, or reconnecting with your family and friends, let Revel XP take the hassle out of tailgating. Simply show up and immerse yourself in the tailgating experience. Full service includes bellhops helping upon arrival and tear down when you're ready to leave. Revel XP elevates your tailgate. Reach out to us directly at 814-933-4100 or go to revelxp.com for more info.